We're learning about Hilchos Kiddush, so I wanted to speak about one aspect, Kiddush B'Makom Seuda. First of all, we have to keep in mind the Ikar Din of Kiddush B'Makom Seuda, as you'll see soon. We're going to talk about more on Friday night, but it applies both Friday night and daytime. The source for Kiddush B'Makom Seuda is actually an Asmachta. The Pasuk says, V'Karasol HaShabbos Oneg. So the place where you do the Karasol HaShabbos, what's the Karasol HaShabbos, the Kiddush? That should be the Makom Oneg. The place where you're eating it. So the Kiddush should be the Makom Onev and Karasol HaShabbos Onev. That's the Asmachta. Of course, Kiddush B'Makom Seuda is a Din D'Rabbanan. Nevertheless, it's based on this Pasuk. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that if you make Kiddush in one room, and then you have your food in a different room, and you didn't realize the food was in a different room. Let's say you make Kiddush up here, and you think they're about to bring out the cake, and they say, no, the cake's downstairs. So you run downstairs, you actually have to make Kiddush again. And Friday night, you have to make the entire Kiddush again, with the entire bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos. You were not Yotzei at all, if it's in a different room, even though you're under the same roof. So, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you're in one room, and it's Mipina Lepina, you thought the waiter was going to bring the cake to you, and you didn't realize you have to go all the way to the back of the Kiddush room to get the cake there. So that would still be considered two pinos in the same room, two corners in the same room, that would be okay. That would still be considered Kiddush B'Makom Seuda. However, if it would be Mecheder L'Cheder, let's say, again, I'm going to consider this floor, the whole floor, to be one Cheder. Let's say from this floor to downstairs, even under the same roof, if you didn't have Das, that the food is going to be there, then you have to make a new Kiddush. If you knew the food was downstairs, then, and you had in mind that I'm going to make the Bari Priya Gafen up here, and I'll say the Bracha Birchas HaKiddush up here, and I intend to go downstairs, that's not ideal, but that you Yotzei with that Kiddush. That is going to be okay with the Evid. I'd like to raise an interesting question. Did it ever happen to you that you have a snack, or a mini lunch, or breakfast, somebody knocks on the door, or somebody's leaving your house, and you escort them to the front porch? So if you made you're having a yogurt. You had a yogurt, or you're drinking a coffee, and then you stepped out to the front porch as somebody knocked on your door, you want to greet them on the front door, or they're leaving, so you're going to walk them out to the porch. So is that considered for Hilchos Brachos, nothing to do with Shabbos? Is that considered Shinui Makom? The answer is it depends. It depends whether or not your porch has a roof. If your porch has a roof, Baruch Hashem, my porch has a roof, so if you come and knock on my door while I'm eating breakfast, I could go outside to greet you, and if you leave my house, I could walk you out and do a levaya. I don't know if levaya under the porch still counts as levaya, but I could go out to the porch, and still, it's not considered Shinui Makom. Once I leave my porch, it's not under the same roof, and that's considered Shinui Makom, and then I might have to make a new bracha when I return to my kitchen, dining room, living room, to continue eating whatever I was eating. There, in Hilchos Brachos, Shinui Makom is determined by the gag. As long as you're under the same roof, you're good. So let's say at a Kiddush, you make Kiddush up here, and then you hear that the Nusach Sfarad Minyan has better herring. So you quickly run downstairs, yeah? So you quickly run downstairs, and you want to eat the Yishtenu Shahakol here. Again, I'm talking about let's not talk about Shabbos. Forget Shabbos. On a Tuesday, there's a Minyan up here, a Minyan downstairs, the guy's making a Yartzeit up here, you make a Bracha on the herring up here, and then you run downstairs, you hear somebody else had Yartzeit, he has better herring, you go down to his herring downstairs. So, as long as you're under the same roof, the bracha that worked under this roof is all under the same roof downstairs also. You're under the same gag. It's not considered Shinui Makom.
Don't you have a kavanah to eat more herring? Where do you want those old herring to eat? Isn't that a different story with bracha?
As long as people are dying, you know there's going to be herring. So, for Hilchos Brachos, as long as you're under the same roof, it's all considered one makom. Yes, I think my porch would be my same roof as my house. That's my own, I assume. I never thought otherwise. If you tell me otherwise, maybe I'll believe you, but I don't know why I would say otherwise. Yeah. Yeah, it's a roof. So if that's the case, ask the Maram Chalava, quoted in the Dirshu quotes this, how come I told you 2 minutes ago that for Kiddush, if you make Kiddush in this room, and the food, the cake, that or the bread was downstairs, you're not Yotzei Kiddush B'Makom Seuda? Because two different rooms. Mecheder l'cheder, you're not Yotzei Kiddush B'Makom Seuda. But for Hilchos Brachos, we just mentioned right now that you could be in a different room as long as you're under the same roof. It seems ostensibly to be somewhat contradictory. For Hilchos Brachos, anything under the same gag is considered one makom for Hilchas Brachas. For Hilchas Kiddush, as long as you're under the same gag, it doesn't help. You have to be in the same room, yeah? What are you saying? I'm sorry. I just want to finish the thought. But I'm talking about b'di'evad. B'di'evad, mechadel lechadel v'kiddush, you're not yotzei kiddush. If you didn't have in mind, you are not yotzei kiddush b'di'evad. You have to repeat the bracha b'shem Hashem, b'shem l'mach, you have to repeat it a second time. Okay. Very good, very good, very good. If I could take Mr. Gold's words and say that's what Maram Chalava answers. When it comes to kiddush b'makom suda, what does the word makom suda mean? Makom suda means where you make kiddush, that should be the makam of your seuda. Wherever the bread is situated, that's your makam seuda. So the place of your making kiddush should be adjacent to the bread, and the kiddush should be adjacent one to the other. Downstairs, a different cheder is not the same makam. Masha Einkin, one second please. Masha Einkin, when it comes to needing another bracha, it's not that the food you eat all has to be in the same makam of where you recited the bracha. No. It's that if you recited a bracha in place A, and then there was an akira from place A to go to place B, that akira breaks the bracha in half, and now was mafsik the das that you had, and now the new place, not because the makam is goring, it's because there was an akira of that first bracha's effectiveness. And that's why you need to make a new bracha. That's why, I'm sorry, unless you leave the house, unless you leave the gag, that's not considered an akira. As long as you're all under the same gag, is it the same makom? No. But makom is not the goreim. Makom is not the koveh when it comes to chas brachas. What breaks the bracha from being effective further is the akira. It's only considered an akira regarding brachas when you left the roof, when you left the house. That's the akira. That's what the Maram Chalava says as the chiluk between kiddush, which a different rule would be ma'akev b'di'eved, if you didn't have in mind, and brachos, where a different room is okay.